We always welcome volunteers, particularly outside of Dublin. Some of the smaller branches are crying out for volunteers. People who are interested, they can contact us on our volunteering line, which is 1890 200 091. And one of the things we say to people is that, A, it is extremely rewarding. It's a very rewarding experience to be a volunteer in any charity or agency. But our volunteers tend to stick with us. Certainly, if we can get them to stay for more than 2 years, they tend to be with us for life, which is wonderful. We need people from all ages and backgrounds, and you are given full training in active listening skills and emotional support. You are mentored and supported throughout, so at no stage are you ever on your own in this sort of undertaking. But we really would encourage it, and we do think even if you can't stay for us for more than sort of 12 months to 2 years, we think it's of great benefit to the wider society to have people who have trained in active listening skills, and also it's a great benefit to you in your life to learn how to listen to somebody properly and to support somebody emotionally, be it in your family or in your friends, throughout your life.
Now, are these people who would be trained to listen on the phone, or are they people who would do the one-to-one counselling?
People, we have two types of volunteers: listening volunteers who undergo the listening support training, and those people are then able to help on the phone lines, on our email and text services, and also face-to-face counselling, depending again on the size of the branch and the branch resources and how many different things they undertake. We also have a second type of volunteer called a support volunteer, and that's for someone who isn't perhaps available to do the listening with the callers, but is anxious to support the work of the charity. And that, in that case, we get many people who have particular skills, such as accountancy or experience of publicity and PR. Maintenance can help us around maintaining the branches and the type of practical support required to keep the local branches running. So both types of volunteers are extremely welcome.
Now, if you were to sum up the philosophy of the Samaritans, you know, because people really might just say, oh, you know, I ring them up and they give help. But what is your philosophy about reaching out to people?
I suppose the best way to describe it is to say to people that the point of Samaritans is to make sure that no one is ever on their own, no matter what they're going through. The less talked about aspect of the charity is the fact that we are completely and utterly non-judgmental. So whatever you have on your mind, whatever you're experiencing or feeling, we are not going to judge you. We're just going to support you and be with you in what is a very difficult time of your life. You may not never ever need to speak to us again. You may need to speak to us over an ongoing period. But it's the message is that you're not, whatever you're going through, you're not on your own.
And to people who are out there who mightn't have, you know, feel they have the skills to, you know, be part of an organisation like Samaritans and be able to reach out to people, you know, what would you say to them? Should they come and say, you know, I'd like to give it a go?
Oh, very much so. I think people can surprise themselves. And, people are very welcome to come into the branches. And information nights is the first step, where you can ask as many questions as you like. There are a series of experienced volunteers and trainers there to talk to you about what the experience is. And if it's not for you, that's absolutely fine. And if it is for you, you might discover a side to your personality you didn't realize existed, and build your confidence and equip yourself better and your own coping skills better for the rigors of life.
Now, you mentioned there, of course, one of the key things is listening. And I suppose really for all of us at this time, that is something we should be doing when we recognise people who are in difficulty.
One of the key parts of training within Samaritans is to teach people to identify the cues of distress in somebody's general conversation. And this, of course, is very, very very important for all of us. But we would encourage people, and we all fall into this trap of actually not listening to what people are saying to us, rather thinking about what we're going to say next. Well, what we think we are encouraging people to really listen to somebody. And for instance, if people say to them, one of the more serious cases, people are feeling suicidal. Unfortunately, many people who take their own lives have mentioned the fact that they felt suicidal to someone in their wider group up in the month before they took their own lives. So if you listen for people making remarks such as, I'm a waste of space, I don't feel it's worth going on, even in jest, always take those things seriously and don't be afraid to explore them with people. If you ask someone, are they feeling suicidal, you're not going to put the idea in their head and you're not going to encourage them. For many people, they're looking for someone to ask them that question so they can admit that, yes, they are. And that's the first step for getting someone help.
And what about people in general, maybe in today's world, maybe being more aware of what's available? You know, that if somebody is like that, that they may not be able to help them themselves, but maybe have some sense of what is available out there.
Yes, there are very many agencies and support services available. One of the difficulties is, of course, we're all completely different, and what's suitable for one person is not suitable for another. So we would suggest that you have a look at a website like our own, Samaritans.ie, or the Irish Association of Suicidology, IAS.ie. On both those sites, you'll see links to the very many agencies at work in the field of mental health, emotional support, and the statutory agencies via the National Office of Suicide Prevention. There are training courses available free of charge, funded by the HSE, for people who are interested in equipping themselves with the skills to work on in the area of mental health in the community, where they just want to help improve their own skills to be more aware of the issues that may arise with family and friends around them. The principle amongst these is assist training, which is available via your local HSE office. They usually run a couple of times a year, and they are free of charge and very, very useful for people to go on.
So you'd be hopeful that people can actually maybe go to friends and go to somebody in the family and get some support.
Yes, I mean, I don't mean to again, diminish the issues that are surrounding the long waiting lists that exist for psychiatric care and the difficulties that people have who are looking for crisis intervention when they're getting to crowded A&E and so on. We're delighted to see the opening of the Jigsaw Project in Galway just this week, where young people can get immediate support when they're in mental health and suicidal crisis. That's a huge step forward, and well done to Headstrong, who have initiated that project. But we are talking about prevention when people are in the early stages of distress, when there is a great deal that can be done without having to access intervention services at that stage. So it's all about promoting and preserving good mental health. And there's a lot that community-based people, friends and family, can do to look out for one another and support one another.